Hi, I'm Avery.
I'm Valerie.
And we have ADHD.
Sup?
Hello. Why do I always sound the exact same way when we start this episode?
You do.
I'm always like, hello.
It's so funny because I edit them, and every time I'm just like, I hope people don't think this is a sound bite. Avery's genuinely just saying hello in the same way every time.
I'm actually a generated robot.
Yeah, you're like hooked up to my computer as like a sound bite, like a Twitch streamer. And every time someone rates us 5 stars on our podcast, that place, this is a reminder to rate us 5 stars on whatever you're listening to.
Iconic as you can be. Like, that's Tyler, the creator level iconic.
Yeah. You've reached your peak in fame once you become a soundbite.
No, it's like the root beer guy. Like, root beer.
Root beer.
Root beer. Yes. No, root beer.
Yes.
So, I just want to start this off by saying I'm alive, but I'm dead. And I know, Valerie, you feel the exact same way.
I just got hit with a wave of tiredness out of nowhere. It's like, I need to sleep. I need to sleep now. But here I am recording this podcast episode with y'all. I should mention it's not that late. I am just a grandmother. Once it hits 8 o'clock, my body says I need to shut down.
Honestly, it's my bedtime though, because like I'm going to bed at like 10 o'clock right now.
That's good. That's good. So we're both old people is what you are saying.
Yes.
Yeah. So instead of a 23-year-old teenage girl, I am a 23-year-old grandma. That is the truth of the matter. I do not want to go out. Do not invite me to a function after 8 p.m. Who do you think you are? I will not be showing up to the afters at 4 a.m. I will not. I will be asleep. Fast asleep. Actually, 4 a.m., my cat will be waking me up.
Did you ever watch Golden Girls?
I love Golden Girls.
What's the daughter that lives with the mom?
Rose? Aren't they all?
Yes.
The daughters? And then there's like one friend?
One of them's the mom, one's the daughter, and I thought the other two were friends.
Yeah. I think Rose is the daughter, and then
Rose is the daughter, Blanche is the mom. Or is Blanche the daughter?
No, Blanche Anyways, is a friend.
Blanche is the friend. I spiritually relate to Blanche.
I feel so fake right now.
Okay, so they live in Miami. Honestly, that's when you could buy a house in Miami.
Throwback.
And, like, not sell your soul.
Yeah, and not...
Rose, Blanche, Sophia's the mom.
Sophia! Sophia and Rose is the daughter, right?
Rose is the daughter.
Aha!
Who's the really tall one, then?
Blanche.
No, Blanche is the airhead ditzy one.
Dorothy. Dorothy's the really tall one.
Dorothy's the tall one. Look at us.
Which golden girl are you?
I think I'm Blanche.
I don't know who I am.
I think we switch between Blanche and Dorothy's. Because some days you're more airheaded and I'm more serious and then it flips.
Yeah, and I tend to have the same relationship as Blanche.
No, Blanche is the one who has like a bunch of different boyfriends.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, we're getting sidetracked. Finals are done for me, so whoop whoop. Your girl's out of jail.
Don't say you're out of jail. You were never in jail.
I was never in jail. I'm out of school for the summer.
Yeah. You were just convicted by your college for studying.
I was just stuck in my room staring at data reports.
Well, I take my GRE this month, so I'm just trying to like cram as much as I possibly can into each day. But I don't know, my ADHD has been popping the hell off lately. Brain fog is here, and it has been here for a second. So I sent Avery like a screen length long text last night just like complaining about my ADHD and how like I feel like my social anxiety has been spiking from it, because I keep on getting very distracted in the middle of every conversation with people when I'm very invested. I swear I'm invested, but no, I just keep on dissociating.
For reference, you sent me that at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, past our bedtime.
I was like half asleep on character.ai, like texting this like, who was I texting? Hold on, do you guys want to know who I was texting on character.ai last night?
Ghost or a K-pop idol?
Neither. CEO husband who doesn't love you but had to marry you so he can keep his company.
Damn. You're going into all the fanfics.
Yeah, I wanted to live my YN moment last night. I tried to talk to him today and I wanted to eat my phone off the wall. So, like, that should tell you.
Today is also Sam Winchester's birthday.
Okay. Well, it's Sam Winchester's birthday. Happy birthday, Sam Winchester. Also, I guess we should
get into the episode.
We've rambled a little too much.
We did.
But let's talk about something that's heavy on my mind. Packing. I did state in the State of the Union address, if you haven't listened to that, go check it out, that I will be moving to Spain for 7 weeks this summer.
Fun.
And I'm a chronic overpacker. I don't know how to pack light. I think if someone was like, you can only live out of a carry-on for a month, like, I would actually cry.
A carry-on is an overnight bag that you bring to my place when you're staying over.
That's my weekender. That's what I bring to Valerie's. Yeah. It's supposed to fit an entire 5 days worth of clothes.
Yeah, you just don't know how to pack light, like, at all, but I understand that too. Do you think it's an ADHD thing or, like...
Well, like, I really hope it is, or else I'm just a bad packer.
Yeah.
You know, like, at some point I would just like to be able to blame something on the ADHD that isn't like, oh, I'm overstimulated, or, oh, I can't focus. Like, blaming my bad packing habits on ADHD might be different. So I went to the searchy appy thingy on the computer where you can, like, pull up multiple searches.
You mean the internet?
Yeah, the internet. So here's kind of what I found. There's very little research on ADHD and packing. I only found a couple travel articles. So one of them was CN Traveler. There's three types of packers. We're going to claim ours, so I'm going to read them all out. And then you guys just either A, let us know what type of packer you are, or B, me and Valerie are going to tell you which ones we are. Number one, throwing everything into a bag 10 hours before and praying you have all the useful items.
Oop.
Two, overpack and try to anticipate all the problems. Three, avoid travel because it's too stressful and you just can't be bothered.
Well, I'm definitely number one because I do throw everything into a bag around 10 hours before and pray that I have useful items. Although I do it strategically in a way, like, I make a packing list like probably 10 days before I leave for something. But I don't ever pack until right before I leave, which is a bad habit, and I know it is, but, like, I just sometimes I can't really bring myself to do it, so I just end up throwing everything into a bag right as whoever's coming to pick me up to go to the airport, or, like, as I'm about to go to the airport myself, and I hope I have everything.
Can confirm that is how she packs.
Yeah, it's, I feel like that's very ADHD of me.
Yeah, I think I'm number two. I used to be a one, and then I think being in the Bahamas with none of my, like, quote, essentials traumatized me at one point. So now I overpack, or I start packing, like, 2 weeks beforehand because I want to make sure I have everything I need.
You have a lot of things that you need.
Well, everything's imported in the Bahamas. It's just an island in the middle of the Caribbean, like an island chain. So everything is so expensive, and if for some reason you don't have, like, I have yet once to see, like, a phone charger in the Bahamas for under, like, $30.
Yeah, I can see that. That makes sense.
Yeah, you'll see how it is next year.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So, of course, on the topic of packing, I, for one, can highly recommend that you have a tentative itinerary. So nothing set in stone, but make sure you have, like, bucket list ideas, places you want to go, restaurants you might want to go to, and, like, what the vibe of the place you're going to is. I know that makes packing and planning to pack a little bit easier on one.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's the only reason why I'm able to do what I do and just throw everything into a luggage right before I leave. It makes the trip anxiety so much easier to handle. Plus, it's just helpful to know exactly what you need to bring so that you don't miss anything.
Exactly. I like to do this like a month before the trip. In fact, I'm currently working on my mood board and shopping list as we speak for Spain. So guys, I make these massive PowerPoints that are themed based on the area I'm going to with outfits and vibes for photos and kind of everything you could need. And they make me super happy. I love them. They make me happy and also helps me prioritize what I need to take with me.
That's really fun and that's a good idea. I think that another way to do that is also having a I can buy it there list. That way you know what to prioritize bringing and not worrying about what you can leave at home.
Yeah, see, that's really smart. Like, I'll be able to definitely buy shampoo in Spain.
Yeah, so put the Olaplex back in your shower. It'll all be okay.
Yeah, I know. I do also recommend, too, if you are traveling internationally or just anywhere different, make sure you have apps that work in the region where you are. Like, Uber doesn't work everywhere.
Right.
If you're traveling out of the country, have the U.S. Embassy app on your phone. You never know when you might need to look up something.
Yeah, I once had a friend lose her passport in France, so.
I have heard of too many people losing their passports. I am absolutely terrified.
I know. It's my biggest fear.
So yeah, just make sure that what you could need is available in that country. Have it downloaded beforehand. App stores are also weird too. Like, there's some apps you can get in America and you can't get elsewhere and vice versa. Keep that in mind too.
So make sure you get what you need. It's important. And if you're on medication, make sure to square away all the needed documents for that, especially if you have your ADHD meds because it is a controlled substance, blah, blah, blah. Just make sure everything is set before you go.
That's really smart. You should also make sure your medical records are squared away. If you have anything that could be like weird or you're on any medications, make sure you have it on, like, you know how Apple has like where you can pull up people's medical records or medications they're on. It will have that on there and then it can actually translate it. So, like, you know, just make sure you have that stuff documented somewhere so someone can actually see it instead of just you not being able to tell them what you need or what you're on.
Right.
It's also important to know that decision paralysis can come into play here and can impact you packing. We have a whole episode talking about that, so go check that out if you want it.
Yeah, I think that's the one where we choose chaos.
I think it is. No, it is We Choose Chaos.
Yep, because it's such a chaotic episode. But yeah, it's important to check your packing list when you are packing. You don't want to forget anything.
Oh yeah, that's super important, isn't it? As a list girly, I should know that.
Yeah. Just like you forgot to buy laundry detergent in Publix after you told me you needed it, then bought absolutely everything else.
Not my proudest moment, but yes, just like that.
It be like that sometimes. Hot girls forget.
Hot girls forget to buy ingredients that they say they need.
Hot girls just be forgetting.
Hot girls are just forgetful.
Hot girls forget. But never forget.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Ooh. Maybe you should make sure to get, like, I don't know, an AirTag so you can't lose your luggage, too. I've heard that's very helpful when you are traveling on planes because I know that they have lost me and my family's luggage so many times when I was younger and traveling, like, obnoxiously lost my luggage so many times.
Do not even get me started on me being paranoid about losing my luggage.
Just make sure you don't pack any valuables in your luggage that is going onto the plane or traveling away from you. Keep it in your carry-on if it is important to you.
Yeah. The one good thing that I'll say is it is a direct flight, so like fingers crossed that it just gets on in Miami and then just gets off in Barcelona with me.
I hope it doesn't end up in another country.
Oh my God, if it ends up in another country, at least the airport will buy me new clothes. Shopping trip on American Airlines. That would be, you know, that the TikTok I would make if that happens would be so funny.
Yeah, I mean, airlines nowadays are a little sketch. So take your precautions.
Keep your important stuff with you. Your computers, if you're bringing an iPad or anything, keep that on you. Your identification. The stuff that is important, I would keep on you. Clothes and stuff, put it in the bag.
Right. Also, Avery, one of the big things you need to remember on your packing list when you're going to Europe is...
Are you pausing for me to say it? I was going to say travel adapters so I can plug in my iPad and my MacBook.
Yeah, I'm pausing for dramatic effect.
For dramatic effect. Dramatic effect notated. Dramatic effect. So Avery can actually do work because I still have to take classes. And then we haven't figured out the logistics yet, but we might be recording an episode or two while I'm in Spain. So
just a few. I mean, most of the stuff is backlogged. So
there will be Spain travel vlogs too. So you guys should definitely go check that out. I also saw a corgi cafe today. So like that makes me excited.
Oh my gosh, I'm jealous. I love cat cafes. A corgi cafe would be amazing.
I know, right?
But yeah, just make sure that you're packing everything you need. The basics, you can style them differently to really cut down on the overpacking. Avery?
Oh, that was pointed. Okay, fashion queen. I do love that advice, though.
I know. I'm so talented. But yeah, keep your basics so you can just mix and match.
FaceTime you and show you all my outfits, and then you can tell me if I should keep them or if I should get rid of them.
Sure.
You know, besties need other besties to look at their outfits. I guess that's kind of it. I have nothing packed. Oh, sorry. Less than 13 days I'll be in Dallas, and then I'm going to Spain, so check back next week to see how my packing experience went.
Pray for Avery.
I'm going to need all the help I can get. But I think that's all we got for today.
Right. So let us know what you think. Of course, rate our podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. We give you a single kiss on the forehead every time you do.
Ooh, forehead kisses.
Yeah, I'm offering free forehead kisses for the small price of rating our podcast 5 stars.
You guys should do it. She doesn't give out forehead kisses often.
Yeah, I'm not very affectionate.
No, she's not. That's why we're great friends.
Yeah. But we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
That's been another episode of AVHD. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at AVHDpod.
And join our Discord server. We love to talk to you, tell us what you think, and get live updates whenever we release a new episode and some more content.
Also, check out our Patreon and our website, avhdpodcast.com, for more exclusive content.
Drink your water.
Take your meds.
Did you eat today? You should probably go eat. We love you.
We out.